Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting. Game 2 tonight, 8:08, first pitch at American Family Field. Joined now by host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Catronio. Morning, Dom.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Okay, I'm troubled a little bit by one thing that you just said. We just played your report a few minutes ago on the postseason and how it stacks up. The Brewers score 9 runs in Game 1 of this series and do so without a single long ball. And the stats do not bear out well for us if that continues.
How many runs are on the board?
9.
How many runs are on the board?
9.
That's the only stat that matters.
Well, then why
score
did you
more
mention
runs
it?
The other team.
Why did you make
that's
me
it.
Sad like, then? I was worried.
Look, I'm a nerd, okay? You guys know that. I'm a nerd. I'm a baseball guy through and through. And I have been beaten over the head with this stupid home run out homer stat. It matters. Yes, homers matter. Homer is the best play in baseball. The Brewers out homered the Mets in the wild card series last year. No one says a peep. They out homered them 5-1. That one was pretty consequential.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All that matters is score more runs than the other team. In the words of Pat Murphy, and when people ask for the secret sauce, and he just smiles and laughs and he goes, swing at strikes, take balls. That's it. It's just, we can all get lost in the sauce and try to do too much and try to, well, if his ex-Woba is this high and then his, you know, his swift rate is, I'm like, no, just score more runs than the other team. I don't care how you do it.
So today they have Aaron Ashby starting off, and then you would expect they'll go to Priester. Is that the idea tonight with their starters?
Yeah, that's the idea. They've done this 5 times. Yeah. You know, not specifically with Ashby and Priester. It's funny. I actually had a conversation with Chris Hook way back in June about this when it was really working for Priester. And he had that great start or bulk outing against the Phillies where D.L. Hall was great the first time through the order. Then they handed it to Priester and he went the rest of the way with all those ground ball outs, you remember. And I remember I asked Chris Hook, like, would you do this in a postseason series, or you know, if Jose Quintana is not available, if you're facing a team that's really, you know, vulnerable to a left-handed starter, and he said without hesitation, yes. And the way I saw it is they kind of kept that card behind. And the reason they're doing this, you got Michael Bush at the top of the order. He has struggled in the second half against lefties. You've got Pete Crow Armstrong in the second half of the order. He quite frankly stinks against lefties. So if Aaron Ashby can get through 8 batters, get through 9 batters, cool. You have now set up, hopefully, a 1-0 lead with Quinn Priester on the mound, getting ready for 2 times through the order. All he's got to do is go 2 times through. Hopefully that brings you to the 8th or the 9th inning, and you hand it to your guys at the end.
That's pretty solid analysis. I kind of like the plan going in, but we'll see what happens, right? The plan always sounds good going in. Right, unless things
sure.
don't work
right,
out.
Right.
What are you hearing about Jackson Churio, Dom? I mean, I know you're not right here in Milwaukee, but it sounds like the best case scenario. Jackson actually did some light running, which they wouldn't do if his hamstring were in serious trouble. So I guess the question being, if he could go tonight, would you play him tonight or would you be a little bit more cautious with him?
Yeah, hey, man, I got sources. I know I'm 2,000 miles away, but I got sources.
Now, I know you do.
The point, I think, with the off day yesterday, what's the harm of 2 more days off? What if he takes today off and tomorrow off? Does that mean you get a better version of Jackson Churio on Wednesday? And do you risk Jackson Churio being a danger to himself tonight? So I view it as I would give him the day off today, personally. Isaac Collins can play left field. I know we've talked about his defense, but Blake Perkins has reminded everybody, hey, it's a new season. I can play center field and I can hit. And also they're facing another lefty today in Shota Imanaga. So the way I see it, this sets up well because both Perkins and Collins, they're natural right-handed hitters. You know, they're switch, but they're natural righties. So this plays into the Brewers' hand.
How much do you start, and I know people are going to cringe at me saying this, but as you start, you want to win each game. They're worried about winning tonight. They'll say that over and over and over and over again. But do you start looking at pitch counts, innings used, as you start to plot out, because in order to be super successful, the thing that every fan wants isn't just to win one series, it's to win multiple. How often are you thinking about that on a day-to-day basis?
So in October, all the innings limits are gone, right? Like in October, the innings limits during the regular season are to set you up to let it ride in October. So the way I see the Brewers, because of this off day, right, and they're starting Ashby right on a back-to-back after getting four outs on Saturday. They have Koenig available with the off day. They didn't even need to use Uribe or McGill. The way it works out is your bullpen, because you won't have back-to-back games until game three and games four, if we go to a game four, mind you. But the point being, that's when you start monitoring your bullpen pitch counts, because for a guy like Trevor McGill, I would be shocked if he goes back-to-back at any point this postseason. And then remember, if the Brewers do move on to the NLCS, it's back to the regular schedule, 2-3-2. So just the off days or the travel days, so you need to be a little smarter with your pitch counts in that regard.
So, you know, as we were getting closer to the postseason, Dom, we had various magic numbers. You had the magic number, which was just what you needed to get in, and then we had the super magic number, which was clinching the division, and then we had various other magic numbers for other scenarios. So we now have the magic number to win the whole darn thing, and that is all. Where we've already made a dent in it. Eric, can you...
The Brewers' ultra super mega magic number, 10.
10. Ultra super mega magic number.
Gosh, that just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Yeah, it's just really comfortable.
And it's 11 total, so here's what it is. It's the number of wins you need to win the World Series. It's 11 games total. You've won one already, so now the magic number.
To get to the next, and then it's 4-4. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, when you talk about the Brewers kind of coasting into the postseason and how, they're like a 500 team. If you go 11-8 in the postseason, you've won the World Series. Like, that. Think about that. If you go 11-8... that's going the distance in every series.
Yep.
You know, four wins, three wins, and three losses, two losses. That's a little over 500, but it just keeps things in perspective.
Brewers Extra Innings host Dom Catronio live with us this
Good
morning
stuff,
on
man.
Brewers 360. Thanks, my friend.
Keep winning. See you, boys.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
That's a revolver now? What is happening?
What's all in there? Are we sure?
Bump.
Anything else? No?
There you go.
More fireworks?